Those of you who are involved in healing in some way, your own personal healing, your work with others as healers, whether that's people or land or whomever, Osho root is in the eye. That's about healing. And it's also about being a healer. So we need the vision. It's right there in the eye, the non-linear eye, the feminine. We need the blueprint. We need to see it, feel it, sense it. What does healing feel like? What does health in the body feel like? What does emotional well-being feel like? What feeds your spirit? What feeds your mind? What do you love to learn, think about, figure out? This is so, we need, that's another calling for a blueprint. It might be different than what somebody told you or what you sought to find a few years ago or at an early point in your life or even a few months ago. You need the blueprint to hold the blueprint. My mom recently broke her leg and I sent her an image of the bone structure inside a leg that doesn't have a break. So she would hold that picture instead of the x-ray. That, you know, you see the x-ray and then you just keep thinking about that broken bone. Need another picture on the inside to keep aiming toward and feeding. This is also for those of you who are healers and want to be a healer, bring your healing to others. This is a bobcat piece over here saying bringing healing to others. Need the vision of how you're going to do the healing. What are the gifts you want to share? And it doesn't have to fit into a list. Like if you went into a bookstore and even saw the healing section or a college catalog. So, oh, I could be a nurse or I could be a, you know, you got a certain list. That may not be who you are and how you share your gifts. It's really limitless. And it's important that you hold the picture of what this is. And there are others waiting for you. They're right here in the other eye. They're looking for you, your healing gifts, and you're looking for them.